top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Tuesday, January 22nd. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, President of Vibrant Senior Citizens Group says persons in care of elderly persons need to be trained in that area. Barbados assures no reported case of H1N1 virus. And Venezuelan government quashes military revolt. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Unlock your possibilities with Quartz Ready Finance. Pay absolutely nothing until Easter 2019. The possibilities are endless. Use Ready Finance on any purchase of a new stove, fridge, stylish furniture, and the latest electronics. At Quartz, get your chance to unlock your purchases with Ready Finance and have no worries until Easter. So come into Quartz and make it possible. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to return. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
President of the Vibrant Senior Citizens Group, Annette Bates, says there needs to be more concern for the elderly. She says families cannot continue to simply employ people with no training to take care of their elderly parents or relatives. She was speaking at the visit of representatives of senior citizens groups of Martinique last week.
Because don't forget, these people have no training. And some of them have no love in their heart, not even for themselves, much less for the elderly people. And that's why they abuse them. Being an elderly person, you can be very stubborn, because all of us born with our personalities. And some of us cannot deal with the other person. We cannot deal with this elderly person. And for this reason, we abuse them, not thinking that we too will get there someday, one day. So, before we just hire, or even during the time you hire these people, they have to be trained. And we hire them without training. We don't teach them how to be tolerant with these elderly people. We don't teach them how to really care for them.
New United Workers Party Senator Ronald Charles says the opportunity to be part of parliamentary sessions is a win for the constituents of the Roseau Valley. He took the oath on Monday to become the new senator for the United Workers Party, replacing Dr. Thompson Fontaine. He says he plans to represent his people with dignity, with a key feature of his engagement being a designated People's Day each month at a venue in the Roseau Valley.
Where residents will have open discussions on matters of community building. I will also establish a formal free legal clinic aid for the less fortunate who are in need of legal representation, and will meet with residents on other personal matters. With the understanding that this appointment bears national significance, I will seek to advance the political discourse both in and out of Parliament in Dominica and beyond. I also pledge to conform to the expected decorum of debate in the House of Assembly, and to advocate on behalf of my constituents about the issues that affect their livelihood.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says his party is happy to welcome Charles to Parliament, citing him as an outstanding community activist.
And we are confident that he will do justice to the representational, the legislation, and the oversight responsibilities that we are called to this chamber, this honorable house, to perform. I only want to remind him that he must remain faithful at all times to the oath that he just took. And that oath simply says that he will bear true allegiance to the Commonwealth of Dominica according to law.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Assembly Alex Boyd-Nice says no letter was received from former UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine requesting time away from Parliament.
We received no letter from the member. Prior to that, the member, and I'm talking about Senator Fountain, he wrote three letters simply informing the clerk that he will not be there. If you write somebody and tell him, I'm not coming, I don't think that you are even asking to be considered, to be asking for leave. You simply are informing the clerk that you will not be there. You have only therefore complied with part one of the two-part order. The member has never asked for permission. And to all those who think that this is done as a whim, as was suggested by the leader of the opposition, let me let members know that some years ago, a member of the opposition, I'm not going to call his name, was offered a scholarship at a very prestigious university. He wrote and he asked for permission to be absent for the 6 months, and it was granted. So it's not like, you know, we are, or I am withholding absent, and it's not that I want anybody in my house.
Parliamentary representative for Maho, Rayburn Blackmore, says funding has been secured from donor agency Caribbean Cruise to repair the Maho Primary School building. He says the monies have already been transferred and it is going through the procurement process to start the repairs of the school, which is valued at over $1 million.
And thank you very much to the Prime Minister also, especially the Vice President of Caribbean Cruise. Insofar as the health center in Maho is concerned, and we were looking for a place to rent in the meantime, but I have good news for you. We are going to construct a new health center for the people of Maho, my dear friends, once and for all. So thank you again to our Prime Minister and the Minister for Health. They have repaired the health center in Wana, and I did ask the Minister for Health to ensure that the place is properly clean so that this can move in and start taking care of our people.
Still on the local scene, new head of the nursing program at All Saints University, Denise Edwards, says the institution is looking at a part-time nursing program. Edwards, who has led the nursing program at the Dominica State College for 16 years, was appointed to head the new nursing program at All Saints. Her position took effect at the start of the new year. She recently announced that they would be offering for the first time a Bachelor of Science in Nursing pre-registration.
We are also looking at having part-time nursing program. There are a number of people that had a first career and are unable for economic reasons to transition into their new profession of choice or of second choice, which whatever the case, so they could continue to work. We would evaluate their transcript and tailor a program based on their needs. So basically, All Saints University is open as far as nursing is concerned, offering a world-class university education to suit the student need. The lecturers are a group of qualified individuals, both local and international, with both experience and academic qualifications to back it up. So we are looking forward to our first cohort who will challenge their exams in 2021. They will do the regional exams, and I can almost guarantee that we are going to have good news for you then.
Minister for the Environment, Climate Resilience, Disaster Management and Urban Renewal, Joseph Isaac, is asking revelers to keep their surroundings clean while they celebrate. He was speaking at the opening of Carnival 2019 on the weekend, where he backed up the request of the Roseau City Mayor.
As the Minister of Environment, while you celebrate, I can't again stress that we must always keep our environment clean. We have recently passed an ordinance and a cabinet decision in which we have banned certain non-biodegradable plastic. We are asking people to remain conscious of that. And while we are celebrating and enjoying ourselves, we try our best to keep the environment clean. Just after any activity, we should ensure that we clean up and keep the place clean and safe so that all of us can enjoy.
And Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has come in defense of the amendments to the Offshore Banking Act. The requested amendments by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, were passed in Parliament on Monday. However, the Prime Minister says such international organizations are imposing their will on persons, even to the point where he believes it impinges on the region's constitutions.
And I have said in the region that we in the Caribbean must not see this as a partisan issue. This is not a partisan issue. This is about our countries and impositions that are placed on every Caribbean country. Every one of them. Some of them have had to go to Parliament in emergencies and meetings today for tomorrow, because there is a deadline by the end of this month to cause us to be compliant to the impositions. And when I study what has happened in Manon Speed, and I've said so to the IMF, and I've said so to the World Bank, and up to over the weekend, I was in discussion with the Madame Lagarde of the IMF, and I said to them that what this world is imposing on poor, small jurisdictions like ours will have a serious repercussion for the way that we and our abilities to create better opportunities for our people.
However, the Prime Minister says the failure of the Parliament to pass this act could have had serious repercussions for the way business is done in Dominica.
And our ability to trade in the world, our ability to be part of the financial system of the world, our ability to be part of the monetary systems of the world. They could stop you from transacting the U.S. currency. They could strike you from dealing with the euros and the pound sterling and the Canadian dollar, and therefore your country will be a village, a credit union. I heard a member on her side talking about CBI. But I will say to her, in the process of educating her, that this is not about CBI, because Barbados doesn't have CBI. St. Vincent and the Grenadines does not have CBI. Jamaica does not have CBI. And all of them, all of us must comply. So it's not about CBI, my friend. It's not about CBI. We must not be so myopic. We must not be so close-minded about our duty and our responsibility to our country.
In other news this afternoon, Barbados health authorities are assuring the public that there have been no cases of the H1N1 virus, despite a neighboring Caribbean island reporting 3 deaths from the virus recently. There has been no increase in cases of respiratory illnesses due to influenza viruses in Barbados above what is normally expected at this time of year, said Senior Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leslie Rowlock. She said Barbados recorded 6 cases of H1N1 virus last year, but no deaths were associated with the illness. Earlier this month, Trinidad and Tobago recorded 3 deaths attributed to the virus, commonly known as swine flu. And Venezuela faced more turmoil on Monday when a small team of soldiers, claiming to be members of Venezuela's armed forces, attempted an uprising against the government of President Nicolas Maduro and triggered violent street protests in Caracas. A man who identified himself as Sergeant Wandres Rigora led a small group of uniformed men to the Special Security Unit headquarters at approximately 2:50 a.m. local time. The incursion was registered on cell phone and distributed via social media. In the videos, Rigora speaks to the camera and calls on Venezuelans to take to the streets. Small groups of protesters or demonstrators appeared on the narrow streets of the Cotiza neighborhood. The protests were contained with tear gas, according to a CNN team on the ground. National Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino said the small group of assailants had been detained. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. President of Vibrant Senior Citizens Group says persons in care of elderly need to be trained in that area. Barbados assures no reported case of H1N1 virus. And Venezuelan government quashes military revolt. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.